They're not boys, they're
girls.
If a woman's about to have a baby, you'd say she
pregnant.
Okay. You have any other words for it?
Family way.
Okay. Anything else? What are there any, you know, terms that women just use to each other when talking to each other? Okay.
I'm just pregnant. It seems like I've been all my life.
Okay. Yeah. How many children do you have?
Six.
Yeah. I bet. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you'd send for would be a
midwife.
Okay. If a boy has the same color hair and same eyes as his father, and same shape nose or something, you'd say he what?
Favors his father.
Okay.
Resembles his father.
Okay. Suppose he picks up the same mannerisms and behavior of his father, you'd say what?
And one for different thing. He's just like his father.
Okay, okay. You might say, she had a hard life. Her husband died and she, six children all by herself.
She raised six children all by herself.
Okay. To a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking.
Okay, or
paddling.
Okay, is there a difference between spanking and paddling?
I don't think so.
Well, you do it with what?
You get a whipping.
Huh?
What do you do? You paddle or spank with your hand and you whip with a strap, whipping.
Okay.
They call that too.
Okay. If one little boy said to another, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, there's going to be a fight, see.
Mm-hmm.
One little boy said to the other, what would he say? I'm going to give you a good
punch. Stop.
Okay. If it was an older boy, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
beating.
Okay. If you know a boy named Bob and he's 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob, a lot in a year.
Bob grew a lot in a year.
Okay, and you said him. You certainly have,
grown.
Okay, and that you might say that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Growing.
Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a what?
Legitimate.
What?
Legitimate.
Okay, or what's another word? Not any other words? Any joking words or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nope.
Okay. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
Lovely, yeah.
Okay. Your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents, it's...
Often.
Okay. And if it's been put in an institution, would you call it something different?
Often home.
Oh, I mean the child, would you call it? Child anything different?
Adopted? No, you mean an adopted child.
No, it's just, you know, just a child that didn't have parents, so put it in a home. Okay. A person appointed to look after a guardian, an orphan would be it.
Guardian.
Oh well. If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces and stuff around, you'd say this whole town is just full of my
relatives.
Okay. Would you use the same word for your parents or grandparents? Would you include them in that term?
As a whole, yes.
Okay. What about the people living in your house? You like your sons and daughters? Would you include them?
Well, that's the Meadish family, so they're not included in the whole town.
Yeah, okay. You might say about somebody, yeah, she has the same family name, and she does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually no...
relation.
Okay. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
stranger.
Okay. And if he comes from out of state,